it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
You're very welcome back to the programme. 086 1800 964 for your texts and for your comments. Now, I'm joined in studio by three women sing. We get some music from them now for Nulug Namond individually. They are Anne Rin, Claire Watson, Shona Blake. Good morning to you all.
Hi,
and thanks very much for joining us this morning. And tell us a little bit more about Three Women Sing.
Well, we're three women from three mammies from Milltown Malbay, I could say. Three women from Milltown Malbay. We kind of got through song, we came together and we started singing in each other's kitchens, and it's kind of gone from there. We started making videos. We've started being on the Glore stage, for heaven's sake, with John Burke that you had just in recently. And it's a beautiful thing, and we're just so lucky, aren't we, girls?
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Very good. I won't go and be mean and call you a girl band. I promise you that. But we will hear some of your music. We'll take a couple of tracks, maybe one for now. What are we about to hear?
You're about to hear My Heart Lies in Milltown Malbay.
Lovely stuff. In your own time, Three Women Sing, take it away.
The women of this town ask how long I've been around. They say if I survive the winter, I'll be okay. And now it's 10 years on, and I feel like I belong. I've learned to listen for music in the wind, and I can run away to Galway, to the big city lights, but I can't wait to come back to your dark silent nights. No matter where I wander, no matter where I stray, my heart lies in Milltown Malbay. I walk down to the blessed well. Will it rain? Sure, I can't tell. If Paddy Mac was here, he'd surely know. And I whisper a prayer to the 100 Virgin Marys there. Spanish Point calls me to her shore, and I can run away to Galway, to the big city lights, but I can't wait to come back to your dark silent nights. No matter where I wander, no matter where I stray, my heart lies in Milltown Malbay. Dusty windowsills and the Salamanca reel. You gave me a silver chain with the I in my name. I'd give anything to see you just once more. And I can run away to Galway, to the big city lights, but I can't wait to come back to your dark silent nights. No matter where I wander, no matter where I stray, my heart lies in Milltown Malbay. My heart lies in Milltown Malbay.
Lovely stuff. That's Three Women Sing, Anne Rin, Claire Watts and Shona Blake. They join us in studio ahead of a free gig which will be taking place tomorrow on Nulug Namond, or Little Women's Christmas. It takes place tomorrow night at Kilshanny House. Shona, we've heard from Anne already in terms of the group, and you've been performing together for a while. Is Little Women's Christmas a special day?
It is tomorrow. Well, my understanding is Little Christmas is all about the rest for the women.
Well earned.
Who have worked hard all year. And we'll be there working hard tomorrow night to entertain a load of women.
No rest at all.
No rest at all. No. But sure, it's lovely. It's great. We love to sing together. It's therapy. Yeah.
So is this, Claire, kind of a bit of an excuse to have an old gig, though?
Oh, it is any excuse and we're there, aren't we? Yeah, we're really looking forward to it now.
I get the sense you get on, you enjoy this.
We do.
Most of the time. Yeah, we have our disagreements now and again.
We
but
have
that's
a great
ours.
Laugh. Oh
we do. We
God.
Laugh
we,
all
we
the
laugh
time.
So much, and you know the gigs are so much easier because it's shared three ways nearly, and we have great fun.
Okay, very. Yeah. I would have thought, Anne, that Little Women's Christmas for some might have been this antiquated idea that there's no place for it in 2018 Ireland.
Oh, well, why would you think that now, Gavin?
Well, we've moved on from a lot of these traditional values that we have, you know.
I think that women need to be acknowledged at every hand's turn, to be honest with you, and we don't get half enough acknowledgement of all the work that we do, and I think it's a great idea. I suppose it comes from a very traditional place.
Yeah.
But I think it has kind of moved, it has developed into something different. In that women, it's not so much a religious thing, if I may say so, that it's more of a celebration of women.
And I'd be all for that 100%. Yeah. But I suppose where I'm coming from with the question is that if you go back to the tradition of it, you think mum did Christmas at home, she cooked the dinner, she did everything, she bought the presents, this is her day off. Whereas I know in my house, certainly I don't get away with that, and nor should I, nor should anybody. We do our bit. Men are doing a lot more than they used to. So that's where I'm wondering if, I guess that's where the question was coming from.
Well, like I said, I think it has just developed, it has progressed and developed into a celebration of women rather than it being a sort of a tight kind of a religious thing.
Sure.
That's the way I think about it anyway.
Do you agree?
I agree. I think why shouldn't we celebrate women?
Sure. Yeah. Agreeing with me. Oh, great.
Anne, we always agree, darling.
I feel like there's an inside joke. I'm not aware of it.
There's a few of them.
Oh, there are. Yeah.
So what can people look forward to tomorrow night then, Shona?
Oh, lots of songs. Three of us are songwriters, and we have other people's songs as well. We do harmonies, we do our own songs, and we have the chat, we have the banter, just a lot of fun and song.
Because
look forward to it.
You are, Claire, each one of you, to one extent or another, you are individual performers as well.
Yes.
So in what way is it a good thing that you're coming together then?
I think it's great, particularly recently we started exploring harmonies and singing together more, whereas initially we would have sang kind of solo, taking turns. And then, as Shona said, there's a lovely sense of being supported when we're sharing the stage together, which is nice.
Okay. It makes the gig much easier to go out with the two women than to be out there on your own.
You have a bit of cover.
Yeah, definitely. A bit of fallback. Yeah, someone's got your back.
And if people want to hear more, see more, obviously tomorrow night Kilshani House at 8 o'clock for the first song, but there's the world of social media out there as
indeed,
well.
Indeed, yeah. We have our Facebook page, Three Women Sing. We have a couple of really nice videos up that we've done. The song we're going to do for you shortly now, we recently made a video of it, and we're very happy. We went into Martin O'Malley. Martin O'Malley, the legend, he's great. And we're hoping to go in maybe next week and do another video. And that's kind of the way we're going. We were thinking about an album, but we're not quite ready for it yet.
Okay.
But maybe towards the end of the
long-term
year.
Long-term goal, maybe.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Definitely, yeah.
Okay, great stuff. And can men come tomorrow night too?
Of course. Yeah. Very
absolutely.
Welcome.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Of course. Yeah. No, I'm being facetious in that one. But look, it's a nice idea to do it on the night in which it's being done. And as you say, a celebration.
Well, Mary Butler, for heaven's sake. the Mighty Mary. I mean, that is such a beautiful, it's such a beautiful space. Kilchany House is a fantastic listening house for songs. It's really comfortable. Mary is just a legendary hostess. She's wonderful. And Aidan is a fantastic man, lovely man. And by the way, if I may, Noreen, can I tell you about Noreen Lynch?
Yeah, yeah.
Noreen Lynch is the Bannatee at the monthly singing session.
Yes.
There, and it's on Sunday night. It follows us tomorrow night, and Noreen
is...
The first Sunday of every month, yeah. Mm. And Noreen is just a wonderful hostess. She's fantastic vanity. And
you could hear any amount of singers there on that Sunday. Yeah. I mean, they come from far and wide. Yeah.
It's got a very good reputation.
Yes. Yeah. All down to Noreen.
Peter Casey
on Sunday night, yeah.
Great stuff. That's Sunday night at Kilchany House.
Yeah.
And tomorrow night, as you say, Three Women Sing will be performing. We'll take another track before I let you go. Claire, what are we going to hear?
We're going to sing a song called Want by a band called Bird Talker
from Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes.
Very good. Yeah. In your own time.
Thank you very much, Gavin.
Three Women Sing. Take it away.
Thanks.
I don't want to have feet of stone. I don't want to have feet of stone. I want to follow this river of life where it will have me go. I don't want to have feet of stone. I don't want to have a dagger tongue. I don't want to have a dagger tongue. Don't want my words to be a weapon but a healing balm. Don't want to have a dagger tongue. Don't want to have a heavy mind. Don't want to have a heavy mind. Don't want to hold thoughts that are chains of iron. Don't want to have a heavy mind. I want to have eyes of love. I want to have eyes of love. Count everyone's life precious as my own. Offer my back for my sister's load. I want to have eyes of love. I want to have eyes of love.
Brave. Well done. That's Three Women Sing. You'll hear them tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in Kilchany House. Anne and Claire and Shona, a very happy Little Women's Christmas to you all.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
We'll get to some of your comments and we're back in a couple of minutes' time.
Morning Focus, in association with Shannon Airport. Fly Shannon and pack more into your day with up to 38 departures each week to London. Explore more today on shannonairport.ie.